the speeding I've been doing, speed in the park. I kind of talk about that year in and year out. I've noticed it slowed down. So as a whole, like I can sit at my little spot. Maybe they just found out where I sit. I don't change it up too often. Maybe they've just found my where I sit. But in my one little area, you know, I've noticed the speeds have gone down, which I've asked, you know, everybody to do. And that was very much appreciated, especially out at Clint Lake. You know, they got the bike walk path, but some people just prefer walking on that pavement for some reason with that very narrow road. And so it just keep them safe. People like to have a couple beverages when they go camping and hang and, you know, you get too many and emotions get high. Mm-hmm. And then the heat, it's funny in law enforcement, you talk to probably the chief and the sheriff on here. And they always say they have the calls for service and everything as the temperature rises, the amount of calls, it's a direct correlation. And that holds true with the same out of the Clint Lake, Weldon Springs, and even Kickapoo and Vermilion, Rainview up in Bloomington, all of our state parks. As the temperature goes up, alcohol increases, population of people going into the parks increase, and you're just going to have, you're going to have an increase in calls for service. And yeah, domestics, lost kids. That's another one. Kids go out at night to go walk the timber and mom and dad kind of panic because they haven't found them. So your kid life 360, if you let your kids do that, put an air tag on them. But yeah, we get a couple of those every year. Wow. We get our lost dog, which I'll help people with their lost dogs. You get camping. It's kind of like boating. You get kind of that relaxed state and you just kind of don't think about the little rules or the little reasons why we have these rules. And yeah, people let them off and then they'll call us and like, my dog ran away. And it's like, well, I wasn't on the leash in the beginning. It's more at that point, it's more about finding somebody's dog than it is to address the dog off leash. We'll address that once the dog's fine. We want them on leash just so they don't bite other people or bite other dogs. But also for this reason right here, you're tying me up to find your dog.